Jim Behrens is a community organizer and runs a website called thejusticefactory.org. In part because AM radio is now dominated by right-wing talk programming, Behrens supports reinstating some version of the Fairness Doctrine to help improve the discourse.
It emphasized their responsibility as a public trust in the community, and it allowed for divergent points of view. But it didn't allow stations to become one-sided, extremist, and partisan. What's scary is the specter of extremist, one-sided broadcasters who use our public airwaves to advance their own partisan agendas. Combined with the rise of media conglomerates, creating centralized broadcasting behemoths that block out diverse voices and don't answer to their local communities.
According to Behrens, time is wasting to reclaim broadcast media.
These public airwaves are ours. We're not talking about cable outlets, at least I'm not. We're talking about cable outlets. We're not talking about things that you can buy on satellite radio. I'm talking about the public airwaves that belong to the people. If we don't carve out the public airwaves as our own and begin to say this is a place where everyone's going to have a voice, where media conglomerates are not going to subsume the voices and control the message. If we don't do that now, every day that we allow it to go on, it gets farther and farther from possibility. So it is a very timely topic for the people to be thinking about.
Ben Kirby spoke against reinstating the Fairness Doctrine. He said the Fairness Doctrine is not needed and quoted the campaign of President-elect Barack Obama.
Senator Obama does not support reimposing the Fairness Doctrine on broadcasters. It's good enough for me. He considers this debate to be a distraction from the conversation we should be having about opening up the airwaves and modern communications to as many diverse viewpoints as possible. That is why Senator Obama supports media ownership caps, network neutrality, remember that phrase, gang, public broadcasting, as well as increasing minority ownership of broadcasting and print outlets.
An article in the December 3rd issue of The New Republic provides evidence that there's really not a push by Democrats to reinstate the Fairness Doctrine. Rather, it's a scare tactic used by the right. Kirby said he read the article and has come to a similar conclusion through his research.
What we really need to be talking about is diversification of ownership, ownership caps, net neutrality is sort of the new Fairness Doctrine. And that's really where this conversation needs to go in terms of a public policy discussion. And I would completely agree that the research I did on this issue pointed to conservative news outlets and conservative sites quoting the Fairness Doctrine in the framework of kind of a scare tactic. Here comes the Fairness Doctrine boogeyman. It's going to make Rush Limbaugh go away. It's going to make Bill O'Reilly go away. It's going to make Sean Hannity go away. And that's just not true. Somebody asked a question you may have heard, you know, is Fox News going to go away if we reinstitute the Fairness Doctrine? Of course not. Fox News Corp is, a multi-billion dollar conglomerate. They're not going anywhere. And as you indicated, I don't think there is a large public policy push right now for the Fairness Doctrine.
Behrens, who supports reinstating the Fairness Doctrine, agrees that it's been used as a political football.
The right-wing media has used this, as it does all the time, to create a controversy and to see themselves as being victimized when actually they hold all the cards, or almost all the cards, in certainly AM radio and to some extent in local television. But yeah, it's a political football. Now, to your other question about is it really going to happen, it's not on the front burner of any big decision maker's plate in terms of getting legislation through right now. I think that's clear. But I think it's really time for us to think in terms of the public conversation about this.
WMNF is broadcast on the public airwaves and would be subject to the Fairness Doctrine if it's reinstated. We asked both Behrens and Kirby what effect it could have on the station. Behrens said that each station would determine how to comply with the Fairness Doctrine.
The key would be that WMNF and all stations who are public stations would be obliged, if a controversial topic was handled, and it's important to point out that the Fairness Doctrine requires that controversial topics be talked about as opposed to avoided, that the station be open to providing divergent points of view. And it's my experience as a longtime supporter of WMNF that WMNF is open to that, to providing divergent voices when people come forward and have a legitimate voice to be heard.
Kirby predicted that WMNF and other community radio stations might have to institute changes under a new fairness doctrine.
I'm not sure what the specific changes would be, but I think it's safe to say there would be changes. I think you could expect it at WMNF and other stations as well. And maybe not necessarily welcome changes for your loyal listenership that you have. And that's, you know, yet another reason to think about what does a fairness doctrine mean? Who would be regulating it or overseeing it? And look at some of the other ways that WMNF is communicating. I know you guys have a good website. Would that be regulated? You know, these are questions that I would hope that executives at WMNF and other radio stations would be asking themselves.
The next Suncoast Tiger Bay Club meeting is on December 12th at the Feather Sound Country Club, where U.S. Representative Bill Young will speak. You can learn more at tigerbay.org. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.